Welcome to the VAT update for 14th March, and in this month's edition we've got five items, and as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes along with links should you wish to do further research on the items mentioned. The first item today is Wakefield College, which is of interest because it's an upper tribunal decision which considered whether a building which had been built by the college to house students was supplying accommodation at less than cost, but nonetheless was denied zero rating because it was used in the furtherance of a business. The Wakefield College is a charity, and it might have been able to benefit from Group 5 of Schedule 8 of the VAT Act, providing for the zero rating of the various supplies made in the course of construction of certain buildings, provided, of course, it was not used otherwise than in the course or furtherance of a business and was used for a relevant charitable purpose. It's taken 9 years for this test case to get to the upper tribunal, but HMRC disclosed in the appeal that there are nearly 50 other cases involving VAT of about 121 million awaiting the tribunal's decision. The upper tribunal reversed the first tier tribunal's decision, which had found in favour of the college, and in making the reversal upheld HMRC's decision not to allow zero rating. One of the interesting things about this decision is that at the end of the judgment, the tribunal recognises that the spirit of the law would suggest that this charity deserved to benefit, but it's been denied it because of the technicalities, and the tribunal observed that really it should be possible to change the legislation to allow charities the relief which was intended rather than leaving it as things stand. Another case that's very interesting is the case of BPP Holdings, which was about a composite supply of education and written material, the latter being claimed to be zero rated because it was supplied by different companies all within the BPP group. HMRC had actually conceded the point in 2 out of 3 cases, but continued the appeal and then took an inordinate amount of time and ignored the direction from the first-tier tribunal judge Charles Hellier to provide skeleton arguments and evidence. And as a result, at the first-tier tribunal, the judge, Mosedale, decided that HMRC would be barred from any further action in the appeal. This was then reversed at the upper tribunal by the tribunal chairman, Mr. Bishop, but it has then been reversed at the Court of Appeal. And more importantly, the Court of Appeal has really been quite critical about HMRC's delay, but they basically said that there are rules for the conduct of tribunals, and those rules need to be respected, and HMRC were correctly barred from further participation in the appeal. On the 26th of February, a new fiscal framework was agreed with the Scottish Government, and it makes an interesting read, but the VAT provisions don't come in until 2019-20, whereby the first 10p of the standard rate and the first 2.5p of the reduced rate will be assigned to the Scottish Government. HMRC have published monthly VAT statistics in their VAT bulletin, and what is reassuring is that the number of registrations and indeed the yield in VAT has increased from, say, 95 billion in 2011 to 113 billion in 2015. And finally, HMRC have published revised Notice 709/05 on the Tour Operators Margin Scheme, and if it affects you, it's definitely worth a read. Thanks for listening.